We're going to spend the next few minutes praying together. So find somewhere quiet, put your phone on silent, have a seat, and make yourself comfortable. Let's start by praying this. God, please take everything that's capturing my mind right now and just let it fade. Again. God, please take everything that's capturing my mind right now and just let it fade. Here's what James says in chapter 4. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live or do this or that. It may seem obvious, but we really don't know what tomorrow holds. So God invites us to surrender all of our tomorrows into His hands, every one of them, because He actually does know what they hold, and His timing is perfect. So let's pray. What in the future are you worried about? Is it a decision you're facing? Maybe it's something you're trying to control or to create an outcome for. Whatever that is, please bring that to God and give it a name. Now spend some time telling God why this is hard for you. God, this is hard for me because why? Now say this, maybe even out loud. Lord, your will be done here. And now, God, my choice is to trust you. Father, we surrender our plans to you. We do not know what tomorrow holds, but you do. So we're letting go of that now as much as we're able to. Your will, your way, and your timing. In Jesus' name, amen. May you rest today in the God who holds it all and is for you.